Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time limits for police to file criminal charges in sex abuse cases that involve minors in the state of Pennsylvania. So what does this all mean and why is it being celebrated? Well, Angela Lytle is with the Pennsylvania Family Support Alliance. She's here to help us understand what this all means. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lynn.
So why is this such a big deal? It is being heralded across the state by many. Tell me why. Explain why.
Well, you know, when we look at a lot of what's happened the past few years with the grand jury report related to the investigation of the Catholic diocese throughout Pennsylvania, it really gets to the very core of what allowed that to go on for so long. And so it is very monumental. Sad, of course, that it took this long. Even more sad that we have to now wait for a constitutional amendment in Pennsylvania for voters to decide. But nonetheless, it is a monumental day, and it's really sending a message. And the message is, if you harm a child in Pennsylvania, this is now going to rise to a very serious level of consequence in terms of criminal consequences, and then, of course, you know, could be too for your profession and beyond. So it's a big day.
So when you say it gets to the core of why some of these cases were, some of these situations were allowed to go on for so long, that's because the statute of limitations limited criminal actions in some cases. Is that correct? Am I understanding that correctly?
No, that's one piece of it. There's another piece of it that is, that's probably the piece that gets the largest amount of attention. But something that we're just thrilled is in place now, Pennsylvania Family Support Alliance. We spend a lot of our resources educating mandated reporters on how to recognize and report child abuse. Within the Catholic Church, many of these folks knew they had a responsibility to report the abuse that was ongoing, and they failed to do that. They instead protected the institution instead of the children. And now, with these amendments today, it is now reclassified potentially as a felony. If a child is continually abused and there is a repeated failure to report that abuse, it now shifts to a felony status, depending on the severity of the abuse and how long it's gone on and all of that. So that's a very, very important piece.
So when you say there, if there was a failure to report, then does that ultimately hold others accountable if the reporting did not take place?
If they are a mandated reporter and they knew about it and they failed to report, absolutely.
And so what this means is this goes forward. It does not affect old cases, correct?
Correct. These bills will go into place, for instance, the one that would reclassify things to a felony, as well as another recommendation from the grand jury that talks about, you know, confidentiality, you know, when there are settlements that, you know, it does not now. They use confidentiality agreements to silence abuse victims from speaking publicly or from cooperating with law enforcement. And now there's legislation very clearly in place that says no past or future agreement can stop an individual from communicating with law enforcement at any point in time. Again, we're saying victims of child abuse, this is important. We're hearing you were hurt. You had harm done to you, and of course you can talk with law enforcement. So again, this is another thing that comes into effect in the next 60 days and does not need to wait for a constitution amendment.
And then final question by way of clarification. You also said that now it's up to the voters. Tell me what that means.
Well, for the two-year look back, the window. So for those folks who have been abused, where the statute of limitations, it has expired for them, and they've not been able to, you know, file charges against their accuser. Now with an amendment to the Constitution, which will go to the voters next time around, they will have a two-year window, two-year look-back period for which they can file charges. That's something, again, you know, the grand jury recommendation was a complete elimination of the statute of limitations, much like you have in homicide cases in Pennsylvania. And so this is what really held a lot of, really, all of this legislation up. There was approval in the House. The Senate just couldn't quite get there. And there was ongoing concern that it was not going to be constitutional to have that look back window. So now we're going to make some changes to the Pennsylvania Constitution. Hopefully voters will agree to that. And then we'll see what happens. But really, when you look at this entire package, we're having a shift, no doubt, in Pennsylvania, where we're saying children deserve our protection and our care. And so it's a very, very good day for those folks who work tirelessly in the child welfare system and the average citizens who care about the safety and well-being of our kids.
Indeed, it is a good day, and we appreciate you. There's so many ins and outs to this. We appreciate the clarification. Thanks so much for joining us today, Angela.
Thank you, Lynn.
Have a great day and have a great holiday.
Same to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.